Throughout the campaign for U.S. Senate, you've heard this line again and again from Speaker Tom Tillis.
Senator Hagan's voted with President Obama 96% of the time.
Tonight, when Hagan and Tillis meet for their third and final debate, you're almost guaranteed to hear that statistic again. We were wondering why this has become the go-to attack for Tillis, so we've asked WFAE's Tom Bullock to join us for our Thursday political chat. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, Marshall.
Well, first, let's fact-check this number. Has Senator Hagan voted with the president 96% of the time?
Kind of. The number comes from Congressional Quarterly, a very reputable political magazine. Their analysis of Hagan's votes show that for her first 5 years in office, 95% of the time she voted for bills that President Obama also supported. But that's just the first 5 years. But the president only took positions on about 37% of the bills before the Senate, so it's a partial picture overall. And during Hagan's last year, that number has dropped significantly. In fact, Congressional Quarterly lists Hagan as the fifth least supportive Democrat when it comes to the White House agenda.
Is it uncommon for senators to vote with the president in their party this often?
Not really, especially when you consider just how polarized both major parties have become. Voting in lockstep with or lockstep against a sitting president, depending on which party you're in, has become more and more common over the last 10 years. You saw that with the GOP when George Bush was president, and you see that now with Democrats.
So why has this become such a go-to attack for Speaker Tillis?
Well, first, it's a big number that can stick in people's minds. But there's also a political phenomena in the sixth year of a presidency. Sitting presidents often see their popularity drop, and voters start getting what's been referred to as the six-year itch. I'll let political scientist Michael Bitzer of Catawba College explain.
What the opposition party will always do is try and tie any incumbent candidate who is in the president's party to the president. It's kind of a reverse coattails effect. What they're trying to do is drag down their opponent with the president's poor approval ratings.
This is true for President Obama now, and it was true for President Bush in 2006 when the Democrats took a similar tack.
In Tuesday's debate, moderator George Stephanopoulos said just about everyone believes Washington is broken. He then asked this question of Tom Tillis. Let's listen to that exchange.
For you is how can you change that if you go? And I want you to start by naming at least one big issue where you would disagree and take on your party's leadership?
Well, you know, I think what we ought to do is talk about the things that we can do to actually move legislation, like 350 bills that have gone from the House and went to Harry Reid's desk. Senator Hagan's been quiet. She's talking about bipartisan leadership, but let's talk about regulatory reform. Let's talk about repealing Obamacare. Let's talk about putting the EPA back into check instead of destroying jobs.
You know, Tillis didn't say where he would go against his party on any issue. A bit of a gaffe there?
Well, it matters on your political views. For independents and those looking for bipartisanship, that will likely hurt come November. But midterm elections are often about getting out your base. That's why Michael Bitzer believes this was about the best answer Tillis could give.
What we are seeing now is much more an ideological toeing the line within the Republican Party. There can be no real variations. And one of the issues that Tom Tillis had to confront in the May primary was, is he a true Republican? Is he someone that the Tea Party can support?
But that question may have helped Kay Hagan out, since she was able to answer it as well.
I disagree with the president. I think we need to build the Keystone Pipeline. Trade deals. I have voted against trade deals because they sent too many North Carolina jobs overseas. And I voted against my own party's budget because it had too deep of cuts to our military.
That gave her the chance to show some daylight between herself and President Obama. And it hurts the votes with Obama 96% of the time attack overall.
All right. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
And we'll have full coverage of tonight's debate on Morning Edition tomorrow.